Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Voice over IP is not a new technology by any stretch of the imagination, but what is new is the fact that this technology has been incorporated into modern smartphones, and the cell carriers are realizing that you can get higher bandwidth calls this way and routing data over IP rather than routing it using a sort of a circuit switched kind of thing, and it uses less bandwidth overall and provides better voice quality, et cetera, et cetera. And, and I've been using this on my iPhone 6S Plus with AT&T, and it seems to work pretty well. There's also, I guess T-Mobile also has this feature as well, and Verizon, but apparently, this, and not just iPhones that have it, but you can do it with Android as well. And apparently there's actually a security problem with the way that it's done on Android. And actually, it makes it possible that that a remote attacker could actually, leverage the way that SIP works, which is this SIP is the protocol underneath that that is primarily used for voice over IP. Now, iPhones apparently aren't vulnerable to this, but I was actually sniffing my network today because I was having some kind of, it looked like a weird issue with this and with this feature. And I said, okay, well, let's look at the traffic that's coming from my particular handset. And it turns out it's actually an IPsec tunnel that's going on, right? So I don't see any SIP or whatever, and so it's actually happening as a it's actually encrypted, right? Because IPsec is this VPN technology. So there's a VPN, I guess, that's being set up between my phone and AT&T, right? And then when I make a call that way, it appears to be going over this IPsec tunnel. And guess what? It actually, that tunnel can't be established unless there's a handset, there's authentication between my handset and whatever the endpoint is. I don't know because I haven't looked on an Android handset if it's because they're not doing VPN. And if it wasn't, then it would certainly be easier, right? Because then it would be SIP in the clear, and that's maybe not so fantastic. I mean, there's other ways they could secure the stuff as well, but it's just one of those things, right? It's obviously as we change from regular cell phone network to SIP or whatever. I mean, SIP's got its own set of vulnerabilities, and mobile handsets have been doing SIP for more than 10 years, I guess. I mean, I remember some of the Nokia smartphones, well before the iPhone came out, trying to do SIP on those. And trust me, it was painful to try and configure all this stuff. And I was a bit more enterprising back then. And so making a SIP call on your handset was cool, but it was a pain in the butt to configure. And you kind of had to have a different number and everything. Now it's just, you don't even realize that underneath that's what's happening. And so voice over IP is kind of like that now. It's plumbing. It's and people smarter than me said it more than 10 years ago. It's not really that exciting, but it's underpinning stuff, but it also has security issues that people aren't paying attention to. And so hopefully, this is all stuff that's either fixed or will be fixed soon. And I don't know that it will impact you as an end user, but it certainly impacts the carriers. So, hopefully all this stuff gets fixed and, they don't experience fraud or whatever issues that might come from that. But, I guess you just gotta be, there's security vulnerabilities everywhere, including in making phone calls from your mobile phone. Who knew? Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.